brought a little cheat sheet. So, let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Don't even need the book for this one. All right, ready? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. All right. Anybody have a selection there? What? Okay. I think we're going to go with this little lot of mine. I know that one better. Okay. Let me find that one. All right. You ready? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, light it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Okay, you guys are really quiet. So, we're going to sing The Love of Jesus, but we're going to do it a little differently, okay? We're going to sing quiet the verse. Once we get to, oh, wonderful love, we're going to shout it very loudly, okay? David shouted to the Lord, we can do the same, all right? So, once we get to the chorus, when we get to oh, wonderful love, we'll shout that. But for the verses, we're going to say it very softly, okay? All right, ready? The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so oh, wonderful love. It's so high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under. So wide you can't get around it. You must come in at the door. The peace of Jesus is so wonderful. The peace of Jesus is so wonderful. The peace of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful peace. It's so high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under it. So wide you can't get around it. You must come in at the door. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful joy. It's so high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under it. So wide you can't get around it. You must come in at the door. Good job. All right. how many of you have made something or drawn something or created something that didn't turn out the way you thought it would come turn out? Any of you? Maybe. How many of you like to draw? Have you ever drawn something and it didn't turn out the way you wanted? How about painting? How many of you like to paint? Okay. How about sculpting? Anybody like to work with clay? Yeah, maybe. How about building with wood? Anybody like to do wood projects? Did you ever have something that you made with wood and it didn't come out right? No? Always came out good. All right. Well, I'm going to read from you, from Isaiah 64, 7. And the Bible says, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou our potter, and we are all the work of thine hands." And Romans 9, 20 to 21 says, "Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?" So the Bible is saying that God is the potter and we are clay. So let's get out our wheel. How many of you have worked with clay again? Some of you? Okay. The Bible says that that's what we are. So what does God do with that? Well, let's talk about some children in the Bible. Some children that started off like this. Okay? All right, the first child we're going to talk about. See, lots of older people that we talk about in the Bible, lots of grown-ups, but we want to talk about the children today. So you guys remember a child named Samuel? What did his mom do? She brought him where to grow up? Where? To the temple. And he learned under Eli the priest. Imagine your mom sending you to the preacher's house to live forever. Wow. Samuel grew up to know God, and God actually spoke to him and called him one day and said, "Samuel, Samuel." And so Samuel grew up to be a great child of God, but he also grew up to be a great man of God, and he was one of the greatest judges. But see, his mom brought him to where she knew he would learn best. So Samuel learned from the Lord. Now, there's another little boy, and his name was David. What did David do when he was young? Does anybody know? He killed Goliath. What else did he kill, though? He killed some other things, too. What?
A lion.
And a what? And what else? A bear. How old was he? He was pretty young, wasn't he? He killed a lion, a bear, and a big man named Goliath. Now, God really loved David because David did what the Lord wanted. And David was a shepherd. He had to protect his sheep. So that's why God gave him strength and power. It was God's power that helped David kill him, kill the bear, the lion, and Goliath. So David grew up and he became a great king. But because he followed God as a child was the reason why he was able to follow him when he grew up. All right, let's talk about, does anybody remember King Josiah? Anybody remember that story? Yes. Seven. Well, Josiah was actually king when he was 8. Joash was king when he was 7. So those two kings were very young. So Josiah became king when he was 8. And his dad was not a very good man. But Josiah remembered the example of David, and just certain things about David influenced him, and he followed the Lord. And so King Josiah decided that he was going to find the money that was in the temple to help build and fix up the temple, because it needed a lot of repair. So as they were, as he sent men to do to that, to find the money, to count the money, to see how much money they had to work with, they found this book. Do you remember what that book was? What? No. The Book of Law. Do you remember what it is? The Bible. It was basically that the Bible there. And they believed that it was probably part the book of Deuteronomy, which had a lot of laws there. And so the first man read it, and he goes, "Whoa, we're doing things wrong." And then the next man read it, and he says, "We're not doing things right." And then King Josiah read it, and he said, "We have been doing everything that the Lord doesn't want us to do." And his heart was convicted, and he went around, and he destroyed all of the idols and all the things that the people were doing that were bad. He said, "We're going to destroy it all. We're going to get rid of it, and we will serve the Lord," because the Bible spoke to him. So here we have the clay. And the Lord would take someone like Samuel, and he started forming him. And he'll start molding him into what he wanted Samuel to be. And he took David, and he started to mold him into what God wanted David to be. And then he took King Josiah and started to mold him into what he wanted him to be. And the more he molded him, then the more they became what God wanted and the more useful that they could be. And so I'm not any potter, God is. But what happened to them is that they allowed God to work in their life and to allow God to mold them. But what happens when we don't allow God to mold us? Then sometimes we try to mold ourselves into what we want to be. Now, can you hit that? Tap it. Do you think that we could do anything with this? Do you think we could mold it into something else? This is a sugar dish. It's always going to be a sugar dish, right? You can't do anything else with it. It's already hardened. So sometimes in our life, we can become so hardened that God can't do anything with this. He's like, I can't mold this. So what God has to do is he has to take out our hammer and chisel, and he has to chisel away all the bad stuff in our life. Because, see, a lot of times when we get older, we say, well, I want to mold myself into what I want. I want to mold myself into a sugar bowl when God wants me to be just this clay mold bowl. So, how do we allow God to mold us? How did David and Samuel and King Josiah? Well, when we listen to our parents, we're allowing God to mold us. Right? When we listen to our teachers, we're allowing God to mold us. When we sit here in church and sing to the Lord, we're allowing God to mold us. When we listen to the preacher, we're allowing God to mold us into what he wants us to be. When we memorize scripture, we're allowing God to mold us. When we obey the scriptures, we're allowing God to mold us. Now, what do you think would happen if you didn't obey your parents? And you start to think about molding yourself into what you want to be. When you start to do your own things, you start to mold yourself into what you want to be and not what God wants. And what can happen is when you grow up and you learn about Jesus, then it makes it a lot harder for God to work with us. So we think about, oh, I want to be a sugar bowl when God really wants to make us this. Now, the important thing about pottery is that the Bible talked about a potter that marred his pottery. Well, when you make pottery, you make a bowl or something, you cannot put it on the wheel off to the side, right? Where does it have to be, you think? In the middle or the... right in the center. So you have to center yourself on something. You have to center your life on something. And what do you think we should center our life on? What did David, Josiah, and Samuel center their life on? Josiah had the gift, God. But what did God give us to center our life on, around? He gave us a book of what? He gave us the Bible. So we should center ourselves on the Bible, in the Word of God. And then God can use us. If we're off here, you know, we're going to be unbalanced. So we need to make sure that we follow the Word. I want to talk to your older brothers and sisters for just 1 second, and then we'll come back to this illustration here. See, sometimes when we get older and we don't allow Jesus in our life, then we come like this and we decide, I want to be a shareable, you know? And I just want to remind you, older men and women, that if you haven't allowed Jesus into your life, then I want you to think about David. David had the power of God to kill a bear, a lion, and a Goliath at a very young age. And you may be able to use your rifle, and maybe you've killed a deer or a bear, but you've done it on your power and not Jesus' power. And you might have lots of talents, and you might do a lot of impressive things, but God's not impressed with the things that you're doing, because it's not with the power of His Son. So just something to think about, that you may have done some amazing things, you think, but you can do a lot more amazing things when you give your life over to the Lord, and He appreciates that so much more. So, okay. Now, talking about Jesus. Okay, we have this little birdie here. Okay? Can you touch the birdie? What does it feel like? Is it hard or soft? This is hard, but see, when we allow Jesus into our life, we are molded by God and by what Jesus does in our life. But this is different than this. If I can't mold that. Did you know what? We are molded into what God wants us to be. And when we accept Jesus, all this needs is a little bit of water. And this can be molded into whatever God wants us to be. So we may think that we're a bird, but God can add water and He can turn us into something else. See, God makes beautiful things, right? And that, have you ever had a drawing or a project you're working on that you were working on, it was coming out beautifully, it was a beautiful bowl, or you were drawing a beautiful picture, or you were painting a beautiful picture, and someone comes over and just trashes it? You ever had that happen? Or maybe water spills on it, and the painting is just ruined, or your little brother or sister comes, and they just do crayon all over your picture, or rip it up. Have you ever had that happen to you? Well, guess what? The devil does the same thing with God's artwork. Satan says, you know what? I'm just going to try to mess it up. So Satan will try to get in there and he'll try to ruin God's art. Right? He'll try to destroy it and trash it and make people think that they are junk, that they are just worthless. But if we ever get sad and think, you know what? I'm not very special. You know, I feel like I got too many freckles, or I have a weird nose, or I don't like my glasses, and why did God make me like this? God doesn't make junk. If you look outside and you look at those beautiful trees, and you can look outside, maybe you see some birds, or at nighttime you look up and you see the stars. Aren't they beautiful? Aren't they wonderful? So if God can make all of nature so beautiful, and God cares about us much more than the stars or even nature, then we are much more beautiful than we think. And God can make us into what He wants. We just have to let Him. Okay? So, we've got to remember that we need to listen to our parents. We need to read our Bible. We need to pray. we need to obey the Bible. And when we come to church, we need to listen. And those are all ways that we can allow God to mold us into what he wants. Okay? So, let's stand up, just the children, and we will have a prayer. Let's bow our heads. Lord in heaven, I pray. Thank you for our wonderful children. Thank you for giving us the ability to help you mold them into what you want, Lord, not to what we want. God, just open their minds and their hearts to doing what is right, Lord, and to following and obeying their parents, to listening to the word of God, and to apply it into their lives, Lord, so that when you call them to follow your son, that they will be ready. God, I just ask you to help us parents, Lord, to teach our children the right way. Help us to be patient, and kind, and loving. God, help us to understand what you would have us to do, Lord. God, I just ask a special blessing for the children here, Lord. It is wonderful that we have children that desire to be here and to sing and to want to walk in your way, Lord. God, what you did with Daniel and David and Samuel and King Josiah, Lord, God, just raise our children up to be useful to you if it is your will, Lord. God, please allow our children to be molded into what you want, Lord. In Jesus' name.